It's time to do 32 teams in 32 days. Today we take a look at the Green Bay Packers, Brady.
Jason, cue the music.
He tells me, tell me when you want the music. How about the fact when I go, today it's the Green Bay Packers. That'd be the first guest there. What do you think, Brady? What do you say about the Packers?
Packers are obviously a big-time favorite heading into this 2017 season. They go 10-6 last year, losing the NFC Championship game to Atlanta. A lot of people picking them as a possible representative of the NFC in the Super Bowl. They've got maybe the best quarterback in the league. That's what we have to know. Maybe the most complete, well-rounded quarterback at this point. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers has been better than Tom Brady, but right now, if there's one quarterback you're starting a franchise with, Aaron Rodgers might be that guy.
Let me tell you something. I've never seen a team fall apart when one wide receiver like Jordy Nelson did when they went on down. He was lost.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah.
2 years ago. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. He was lost. Absolutely lost. I mean, what am I going to do? But now, with Jordy 100%, they picked up Marty B.
Yep.
Over tight end, so that's good there. The only thing is, really concerned about the running game. You say, oh, you know, when you got four or five running backs, you're okay. No, you don't. That's why the Green Bay Packers drafted not one, not two, but three running backs. I don't know if any of it was going to turn out a damage. You took like one kid from Utah State and from schools like that, but their running game, again, maybe non-existent if Ty Montgomery is not going to be the big name there. Defensively, they're as strong as ever. They have already won the division. There's nobody that's going to put up a fight against them, not Minnesota. Not Detroit. It doesn't make a difference. Green Bay, not the Bears. Green Bay has already won that division. Are they good enough to go ahead? And how far will they go in the playoffs? They're a Super Bowl caliber team. There's no doubt about that. When you got Rodgers and you have an offense like that, the defense, though, will take them as far as they can, because Rodgers can only do so much. The defense is going to have to step
in. Well, I have questions about you saying their defense is as strong as ever.
It is.
I'll go back to the offense at first. We love Rodgers. We love the receivers with Nelson and with Randall Cobb. They've got Devontae Adams. They have a lot of experience in the wide receiver room.
Yes.
And they have a lot of guys that can have big playmaking ability. As far as the running game, Ty Montgomery, that's my biggest question. The converted running back had a good year last year. The guy I like is the guy you haven't heard of, Arnie, but I'm going to tell you, Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams is a rookie drafted in the third round out of BYU. And Jamal Williams is a guy we met at the Super Bowl, or I met at the Super Bowl, because he was going around getting ready for the draft. A nice guy, a humble guy. They are raving about him in camp this year. I like Jamal Williams. I hope he's a big part of it. But as far as defense goes,
yes,
this is a team that was down to like their 11th defensive backs last year.
Last year, there was some problems.
They got lit up in the playoffs by Matt Ryan. And I know everybody got lit up in the playoffs by Matt Ryan. Even the Patriots did. The secondary and the health of the secondary is what still worries me.
Read the text that we got in from, is it Craig in Essex? Saying, Packers D was god awful. You can't blame Rodgers.
Yeah.
Relax.
Well, remember, R-E-L-A-X.
Oh, I remember. Okay.
So that's,
yes,
that's,
I got that.
That's Rodgers saying that.
Right.
The Packers defense was bad. And it was bad not because they're awful. They're bad because of the health. But I mean, you talk about, I mean, you can't name a lot of people on that defense, really. This is a no-name defense to me. We know about Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and Morgan Burnett.
Who played real well last year.
Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and Morgan Burnett. I like the safety combos. But you're talking about almost all new defensive backs. Devon House, Quentin Rollins.
I mean, look,
Sam Shields isn't there anymore. This is a team in turnover on the defensive end. And I think that defense is going to have some problems again.
You also got to remember, too, Green Bay last year, you know, Detroit, again, and I don't think they're going to be as good as 9-7, Minnesota. You know, they did have decent offenses, so maybe that's another reason why maybe Green Bay gave up more points than they should, but they still outscored them, or still out, you know, was like a plus 50 or something like that in the plus minus in the scoring.
And the schedule was difficult for Green Bay. The first five games for Green Bay, again, they're not going to lose all five. Aaron Rodgers is too good to lose five games in a row like that. But there's maybe three losses in there potentially.
What's their schedule?
They're going to open the season. They're going to be at home, but against Seattle. That's going to be a big game.
Ah, that's a win.
I think it will be a win also. But it's still a tough game. Then they're at Atlanta. Rematch of the NFC title game. Opening up Atlanta's new building.
That's a tough one.
Then they're home again, but they got Cincy. Cincy's a
team. Ah, that's 2-1.
Then they got the Bears. That'll be a blowout.
3-1.
And then Dallas.
At 4-1.
At Dallas.
4-1.
Could be. It could be. It could be 4-1. It could be 5-0. It could be 2-3, depending on how it goes. Green Bay is very, very good. They've got a soft middle of the season schedule. They've got the Vikings, the Saints, the Lions, and the Bears all in a four-week stretch. So I think Green Bay is going to be very good. I have questions about the defense.
Do you know what the Packers' record was after 10 games last year?
4-6. I just told you that.
But you know what, though? He said it, and he said, hey, I know what I'm doing, but you know what he looked at the schedule. The schedule was a lot easier at the second half. I don't think Aaron Rodgers and that team is any worse, like, because they gave a point. So that division's so easy. They already won the division, Brady. They're done.
It's not so easy.
It is. It's really the second easiest division in football.
Oh, I don't think I agree with that.
Oh, right up there with the AFC East.
AFC East and the AFC South.
Well, Texans are good. Oh, Texans, Titans. You know, the Colts are the third-place team, and some people think they're good with luck. Oh, no, I don't buy that for a second. Don't buy that for a second. All right, there's 32 teams in 32 days as we take a look at the Green Bay Packers. I'm looking forward to see who's going to be the running back on that team and how it plays out.